Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Oh, snap. I think that's a new opening.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with being confident? Hey.
This is better opening.
It really is. Welcome to the Lady Gang podcast. We're so excited that you're here. Becca's trying to open our pink bubbly champagne.
I've never been a waitress, so this is hard.
Oh, God.
So successful. We want to thank you so much for following along, downloading us on iTunes, and if you're an Android user, going to theladygang.com to listen.
Hey, you need to be nice about that because we've been getting tweets about people feeling hated on when you talk about Android.
It's okay. We hate Androids, though. So
no, it's fine.
You know what? I don't.
You're fine. Make sure you go to iTunes, subscribe. Leave us a
5-star review.
And a nice comment about how beautiful we are.
Wow.
It's Hot happening. It.
That came out so much easier than I thought.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Oh. We're so excited to be here. We have an amazing guest today. Morgan Stewart is here. Number one,
she's crazy,
stupid, hot.
Oh.
Secondly, she's on a hit television show. And thirdly, she has a life I'd like to live. So we can't wait to talk to her.
We're just so jealous.
But I'm really excited. Becca, should we get going?
Yeah, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm going to kick off Good Week, Bad Week.
While pouring the champagne.
Kelty's like shoving her champagne glass in my mouth.
No, because I was so sick last week, I haven't eaten or had anything to drink in a long time.
This is celebratory champagne.
Celebratory.
Kind of being healthy again.
I did, you know, got over that pneumonia.
Well, okay, so.
Wait, Becca, can I just guess that your bad week is going to have to do with some kind of a bodily fluid?
Okay, well, I was considering using this one, but I might save it for next week because I feel like I've been talking about going to the bathroom so much, and I'm grossing people out. So my bad week has to do with watching this documentary called Forks Over Knives, and I've never been a vegetarian, vegan. Like, I always, like, sort of silently judge people who are.
Becca likes the meat.
I mean, I'm not, like, a crazy, like, meat lover, but, you know, every once in a while I like Chick-fil-A and stuff like that. So I watched this documentary, and I'm not the kind of person that really gives a shit about humanity. Like,
you're not a philanthropist.
If somebody tells me, like, oh my God, we're destroying the environment by eating cows, like, that's unfortunate, but like, it's not gonna stop me. But if you tell me that I'm gonna like die of cancer because I keep eating chicken, mm-hmm. You're perking my ears up. So I cut out meat and dairy.
Oh, geez.
And it's been about a week.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
How do you feel, though? Does that make you feel better?
I feel the same, to be honest. However, I am thinner, and I've been eating all the bread in the world. So, like, I lost, like, you know, 3 to 5 pounds doing this, which – had I not, I would go back to eating meat and cheese.
But then you gain so much sadness because you can't eat the things you want.
It's true, but, like, I don't know. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
But it's not a good week because it is, like, I'm grieving the loss of meat and dairy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my good week is this.
So that's the bad week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can't eat pizza anymore.
This is why I don't watch those videos anymore.
I understand.
Okay, so anyways, everyone cry for me. Good week. I got all these crazy texts last night and weird tweets being like, oh my God, you were referenced on Family Guy. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, Glee was, because that shit is everywhere. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's like one thing. And that's exciting when that happens. But then my cousin, of all people, texts me and he's like, oh my God, Family Guy, you were referenced. And he sends me this screenshot.
And you're so famous.
I'm so Wait, famous.
Your name or
my
like
name.
Your likeness?
Becca Tobin or Kitty Wilde?
Becca Tobin is between Cara Delevingne and Kirsten Dunst. I think they probably
say. Wait, for what though?
This is the kicker. So I was like, well, what? And I'm like, and he's like, well, and he's kind of beating around the bush.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what is it for?
Hookers.
And he's like,
hookers.
The leaked nudes?
I think it might have to do with that, but he said it was a sex tape reference. I don't have a sex tape. However, you can check out my vagina on thefappening.com. But I think that's a good week. I think Family Guy is great, and I was on it. So
they must
now,
have just taken that list of people.
Listen, you're not the first woman whose vagina has made them famous. You get it, Becca Tobin.
Thank
I'm proud
so
of you.
So much. Yeah. I think I might change
cheers
my name
to
Kekka Tobin with a K, if you know what I mean.
Hey, okay. Cheers to your vagina.
Cheers to your vagina.
Okay, Kelty, why don't
oh
you
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if everyone noticed. I did get over 1,000 likes on Instagram.
No.
I went up from that cool 550 to a full
1,000. My dog gets like 8,000.
Whatever. Anyway, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I looked amazing at the Grammy Awards.
Oh, yeah.
And last week we were talking about how I was on the No Fun Zone Cleanse, the Glow Detox, where it's only, you know, anti-inflammatory foods only. Mm-hmm. I did it. I want to tell you something.
She's dying, by the
way. She's still sick.
I have never done anything I said I was going to do for more than like 24 hours. Like, I'm always like, I'm going to do this. And then I cheat and I don't tell anyone. Like, mm-hmm. Secretly have a Snickers.
Like all women.
4 days. I actually did exactly what I was going to say I was going to do. I was so glowy. I had the J-Lo glow. The dress fit. It even has a little room. And normally when I walk down the red carpet and then I like Google myself instantly, duh. And then I look at the pictures and I see myself, I'm always like, well, that is not the same person that was giving me like sexy pose in the bathroom before I went down to walk the carpet.
Talk about this is the story of my life.
I was so much better in my bathroom in the hotel room 5 minutes ago. And then what was with the photographers? Why are they so whack? Can't take a good picture. No. These pictures.
They were great. I saw them.
I'm so beautiful.
They were pretty beautiful.
You're
really
so beautiful.
I'm so beautiful, she says.
I think our listeners need to know that Kelty actually hates herself.
Yes. I really have the lowest self-confidence. It never works out.
This is a big moment.
So this is big.
It's so big.
Congratulations.
I felt like it all worked out.
You felt confident for her.
And then I instantly went to Fatburger on the way home.
As you should.
Boom. Here's my bad week. This is amazing. So everyone knows it's television sweeps right now, which means it's a very high pressure time for me. It's award season. So I'm traveling around. I'm interviewing people all over the world. I've been to New York 5 times. I've been in Charlotte. I'm in Vegas. I'm in San Francisco. It's been crazy. So I've just been exhausted. And obviously I also had the plague. Becca gave me the dengue fever, whatever the hell she
Not
had.
Not contagious, good.
And so yesterday I'm at the office in New York, and I finished my day of work, and I've gotten into like comfy clothes to get on the plane, and I'm sitting there in the office with like the two senior producers and like one other producer. Now, these are not my bosses. Things are forgiven in this office, but they're also like people that are, you know, my elders, if you will. So I'm sitting there and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like flipping through People magazine, and I kind of like put my heels up on the couch. I'm kind of like crouched, but like my knees up. I mean, okay. So it's like a little bit spread eagle, right? Like I'm just
Are you
in a little
a dress.
I'm wearing like an oversized sweater and leggings.
Okay.
And so but not oversized, like kind of just, I thought I was just wearing leggings. So I'm like, do. And then like the producers are like, uh-huh. And they're like looking away and they're looking at each other. And like, then the other Randy comes in and he's looking.
No.
Guys, I didn't put on leggings.
You put on tights.
I put on tights
no,
and
on,
everyone
no
was
underwear.
Looking at my vagina.
Did you have underwear on?
No. I thought I was getting on the, I don't never wear underwear with leggings when I'm getting on a plane. It's too many things in my vagina for
oh,
6 hours.
No.
I just thought I was wearing black leggings. I was wearing tights
like
and I was sitting
tights.
There forever. They were looking right And it was like, you know, when a vagina is pressed again.
Did you get a promotion the next day?
Not yet. Anyway. I was really embarrassed.
Somebody's got to like the vagina.
Okay, well. I felt almost like the fappening had happened to me.
It kind of did, but in person.
Except your dad can't Google that. Sorry.
That's true.
Jack, your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to start this out with a little reference to this veganism thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I was like vegetarian vegan for like 9 years. So I have like a vendetta almost against it because mm-hmm. it made me so sad. So sometimes, you know, I post a very non-offensive picture on Instagram. Really nice. I posted a picture of me and Scott eating ice cream in bed the other night.
Oh, really? You posted another picture
Wait,
of me and your
boyfriend? Wait, hold on.
I'm shocked.
You posted a picture of you and your boyfriend being cute? What?
Oh, my God. Did you write something like the most handsome man in the world?
It was like
when
the first
you find
time
your
I've
person, grab him tight and never let go?
Okay, shut up. So it's like a really cute whatever picture.
I'm sure.
Shocking.
I get this comment this morning saying, "You need to wake the F up and go vegan. Supporting the exploitation, rape, murder, and torture of animals just because you want to eat dairy is really lame
rape?
In 2016. Hashtag go vegan, hashtag veganism, hashtag feminism, hashtag vegan, hashtag animals, hashtag love, hashtag compassion, hashtag life."
Wait, I got caught on rape. I didn't hear anything else after
and
that.
And this is, it's a,
who's raping?
It's a picture cows. Of us eating froyo.
Oh.
I'm not like murdering a cow.
I'm well, not worried about murder. I'm worried about rape again. What?
I don't know.
People are crazy.
So people are insane.
That's just like a little tidbit.
They're so jealous of your long inseam Karlie Kloss and your boyfriend who's so hot.
Long inseam?
I don't know.
Jack has the longest legs. Okay, it's insane.
Yeah. No, I don't.
She does. Okay, so that was that good or bad week?
That was just like a tidbit. Quick little thing.
Okay. She never follows the rules. It's like good or bad.
That's just like a
good week, bad week in the middle segment.
Okay.
So it's not just like mediocre things that happened this week.
I just thought it was something of note that I needed to get in somewhere.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyway,
I kind of want to talk to our guest today.
My good week is so I run our Lady Gang Instagram, mm-hmm. and I got the cutest Instagram from I think our biggest Lady Gang super
God.
Fans
oh.
ever, and they all bought Jack Vanek bestie bracelets. And they're all wearing them
that's
together.
Cute. I
oh
saw
my god,
that.
I love
and
them.
I think it's probably like the first Jack Vanek bracelet purchase that's happened in the past like 8 years. So I was really
congratulations.
Excited about that.
Thank
you.
That's really sweet. No, we do have the sweetest girls,
yep. and
they're surprisingly like really cute and awesome. And it's I'm like
and like not totally creepy and weird.
Right.
Yeah, I love them. They're so great.
All right.
Yeah. That's
bad
it.
Week.
I mean, okay. I have a quick bad week.
Okay.
So. When I was single, I had this whole routine about going to bed that I would get a glass of wine, I would put on Seinfeld, I'd get in bed, and then I'd swipe around on Tinder for like an hour.
Yeah. Swipe around.
So now that I have a boyfriend, the last part
you
of that
intercourse?
Like, routine, he lives in San Jose.
Okay.
He's not here. So the last part of my like routine isn't there. So I'm like, what do I fill it with, you know? So the other night, I like started going on like a deep stalk of his Instagram, like deep stalk.
And you found?
I found nothing, but I was making up things in my head. I'm like, oh, who's this girl Alex that you went to dinner with like 50,
who is Alex?
Ago? I don't know. Some
56 yeah. weeks ago.
It's fine.
It was my poor story. So anyways, don't deep stalk your boyfriend's Instagram. There's no reason to.
It makes you crazy.
It makes you insane.
But I do want to point out before we move on that it makes me happy that you're a little bit insane about men.
This is
because I'm not alone.
For you. I was saying this
not alone. Just another one of the girls.
Hi over here.
Becca's never been dumped. It's ridiculous.
Never.
Okay.
Would you dump me?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so excited about what is next. Morgan Stewart is here from the Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, and honestly, she's absolutely hilarious. So we're going to get down into the rich life with her.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Oh, wow.
We're back. Oh, damn. Break it down.
Thing.
All right, we poured the $8.99 sparkling rosé champagne.
Which tastes awful.
It tastes pretty good.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Sorry.
I'm still drinking it.
You guys, today we are joined by Hottie McHotterson, Morgan Stewart. She honestly had the best live tweets of the entire Grammy Award. She said everything I wanted to say about Taylor Swift, but didn't have the balls.
That she needed a burger?
She needed so many things.
Wait, what did you
she
say? Like the skinniness. That wasn't the problem.
She's the star of the E-series Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. The fourth season is going to start in April. Cannot wait. She is also the CEO of the big time blog Boobs and Lubes. Which is massive. Also, she's got a new workout line, which we love jeggings. And Morgan has probably the sickest bikini body mm-hmm. for a bikini body Instagram that I have ever seen in my whole damn life.
Wow. Thank you so much.
That was an intro.
I don't even know what to say.
One of our
paralyzed.
Yeah. Be honest to me, though. How many pictures do you take of yourself in the mirror in the bikini before you pick the one?
Not that many.
Of course not.
And I would tell you, and listen, but the thing is, it's just, it's either going to happen or it's not.
It's true. Yeah.
It's not like, you can't take 100 and be like, okay, the 105th, when there's too many options, you always pick the wrong one. True. It's either a good day for you or it's not a good day.
I agree with that.
So, yeah.
You have so much going on. I want to know, since you've become not only a rich kid, but also a television starlet.
Wow, thank you. I need to come here every week.
Well, just
I need to add to that. Yeah.
Did you not notice our egos when we started?
I love it. I really. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
You?
Taurus.
You?
Aquarius.
What are you? Oh, air sign Gemini. My mom's a Capricorn and my fiance's a Taurus, so there's connections.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you're going to marry a bull?
Yeah, but we're like the same
week. Don't talk shit on
that. No, Taurus are good.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Taurus are good.
Loyal.
Yeah.
Morgan, what has been the hardest thing about the Hollywood world?
Wow.
Are people mean to you? Be honest.
I'm going to stand that sound like an asshole. I don't feel like I've had... No, people are actually, I have to say, for the most part, really, really nice. I don't really care if people are mean to me. I care when people are stupid. When they say things on my Instagram that, like, doesn't make sense, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, the sweater is green. Why do you keep talking about it being gray? And, like, you know? Or when people want to... Like, I get... People get mad at me when I don't, like, tag what I wear. But I don't want to be an asshole
they
and tag what I wear.
At
like,
you.
Yeah. Wait, why not? You'll get more free clothes that way.
Yeah, it's true. But, like...
She doesn't need free clothes.
Yeah, damn it. We're just commoners over here trying
to
get free stuff.
No, I'm very common person.
have you had an ish moment? What was the moment so far that you've been on the red carpet or been out and the paparazzi's chasing and you're like,
I have not felt that way yet.
Is that bad?
No. Really?
No, I don't ever feel that way.
Has a paparazzi chased you?
Yes.
You didn't feel cool?
I felt cool, but I was like, fuck, of course I'm sweaty and disgusting right now. That's going to go nowhere.
It's always the
it's
wrong
never
time.
Like the right. I'm never like stunning and windblown.
Well,
and,
you
like,
have to call them. That's what how it
you
that
do
works.
Have to call them. But no, I don't call them because I'm not smart enough to remember. So then I'm like, oh, God, I should have done that.
Yeah.
You so like, do you go to a popular place?
I do. But the thing is, when you call them and then they say hi to you, it's like awkward because then you're like, saying
then you're
hi
like,
to
oh
somebody.
My God, how do you know? Yeah. How do you know it's here? Oh my God, I look so ugly.
I've seen those girls do that and I'm like, that's such a low scene. I can't do that.
It is.
You know what?
Scene.
It's not good.
I like that attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I want them to show up one day when it's worth showing up for. I don't want them to, like, catch me getting a Jamba Juice. Why did I say Jamba Juice?
Because this champagne is
so
disgusting.
It's pretty common of you.
That was a throwback.
You are
where
common.
Is Jamba Juice?
All right. Our Like a Lady question of the episode today is, what is the occupation or weirdest person you've ever slept with?
Who's going first?
Jack's going first.
Jack is. Mine is a washed-up 90s pop star.
Name?
Do you guys remember the duo Evan and Jaren?
Oh, yes. My God. Wait. Hold on.
Did you sleep with the same person?
No. No, I used to love Evan and Jaren. They're nice Jewish boys.
They're so hot. Okay, they're still so hot.
Yeah.
Which one was
Jaren?
I was into him Jaren? Like 25 Jaren, years ago, but still.
Well, yeah, they're like 40-something.
Yeah.
Well. He's hot, and he's actually pretty successful, so it's not embarrassing, but it's embarrassing to
his occupation.
Back on it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
His past occupation.
Okay. While you were doing it, did you have a t-shirt on, like the Evan and Jaren t-shirt?
No, but I would not be surprised if you had a full closet of them.
Gross.
To just hand out to girls.
Okay, mine's a magician.
Which magician? Yeah. I love magic.
I really don't want to say, but it was a headliner on the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh.
Chris Angel?
No.
Oh.
Never.
What? No,
you'll never know. He's not a famous one.
Well, then how could he be a headliner on the Vegas Strip?
He's a very unsuccessful headliner. It was horrible.
Did he pull a rabbit out of your vagina?
I actually think he was gay.
Oh.
Interesting. The smallest penis I've ever seen in my life.
How many times did
I'm
you see
I'm not kidding
it?
You.
Yeah.
Like, I only saw it like once or twice.
It's a micro penis.
A micro penis.
There's a term for that.
Wait, oh so you God. Had sex with a magician who has a micro penis?
Let's make a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's
I'll do
amazing.
That.
Nobody I've ever slept with has had a weird job.
Like, no, just no.
Or, like just an embarrassing conquest. Like, he doesn't have a bad job or, like, a weird physical trait. Like,
I've kept it pretty.
Stutter.
Maybe, I mean, not everyone's been stunning.
A bootcut jean? Come on.
an affliction tea?
Oh, never. I was always smarter than that. I knew better. I steered clear. Even when they were in, I'm like, nope.
Like, I know this is bad.
Yeah, it's just a white tea for me, yeah. Please. No, I really, it probably will come back to me, but I honestly am not
ruminated on it. Ruminate yeah. on it and Becca. Then get back to us.
Yeah. Okay, see, none of mine have had of course. Embarrassing, I mean, no Becca's occupation. Well, here's one. I slept with a guy who I met in New York. He was visiting from LA, and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I was going through a breakup, and I was like, this is a good little, like, rebound. We ended up hanging out, like, making out on the streets of New York, and ooh. Then I found out later from my friend that he had also been, like, texting her and, like, Facebook messaging her. Uh-oh. And I'm like, what a dick. Cut to, I also had sex with him after that. So, like, that's... after I found out. Whatever. That's embarrassing for me. But then I continue to kind of see him, and it turns out he's a sex addict who, like, was in a program. Hmm. So,
So you were you were enabling him.
Yeah, completely. But I didn't really know. And then when I found out, I was kind of like, well, let's, like, ride this out till you're better.
So you just kept selfish.
So I kept
once again. He Kelty gives actor. It all, and
he was also an actor, but like a very. He did a Western about snakes attacking the village. Uh-huh. So that's where we're at. Okay, that's embarrassing.
Well, Morgan, we're disappointed so far, but this next question is you're going to have to pull it really out.
Okay. I have faith in you.
I buy my designer clothes on the RealReal. You know, so like when people like you are like, I want to clean my closet, and then you sell your Prada, I buy it secondhand.
Okay.
She's like, I don't even know what the real is.
I was just going to say, I don't know what the real is.
There you go.
Cool.
So it's like when you can buy secondhand Chanel.
Okay.
And we're
She's
trying.
She's like, why on earth would you do that? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like sharing a toothbrush.
Because we're poor.
No.
So we're like mere mortals.
Okay.
Like trying to live the private jet life.
All right.
I want to know about what it's really like to live the private jet life and not have to fake it.
It's pretty cool.
Damn it.
I feel like the private jet, listen, I don't like flying in general, so the private jet life isn't like the most exciting thing for me to do, but not having to go through security is a really big bonus.
Have you been on a yacht?
I have been on a yacht, yes.
What's that like?
It's amazing. Like, wow, listen, do you get seasick?
No.
Then you'd have the best time of your entire life.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I
was in the summer, I was in the, over the summer, I was in the south of France with my fiance and we were on a boat. Yacht. And it's pretty magical.
What are some of the trinkets on the yacht?
I mean, everything you can imagine. I mean, like, there's, like, literally flat-screen TVs. You have somebody standing next to you, like, every second, like, waiting to refill your glass and waiting to bring you something. They're like, or a fresh towel, or they always have sunblock.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, we all go together. Perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Take us in your Prada.
Yeah.
What is it like to be like, oh, my gosh, I don't have shoes to go with this outfit, and then you just go buy them?
Fun. Everything what's you would imagine most, it. I feel like you do that too.
No.
At Aldo.
Yes?
At Aldo.
Yeah.
No.
At Steve Madden.
Definitely you, Steve
no. I mean, I do, but then I get my credit card statement and I'm like,
right.
I said the
or you can wear them and tape them and then return them.
What's the craziest?
A stylist told me that once.
Like what? Tape the bottoms?
Tape the bottoms.
Oh.
No, I would mess them up.
And that's a lot of effort to
I would
do
end
that.
Up getting, yeah.
What's the craziest, like, most extravagant moment of your life?
My proposal? I mean, I don't know.
Wait, there's what been. Was your I've proposal? Had,
what was your, yeah, well, it was just. I don't know if it was extravagant. It was just like really heartfelt and amazing. It was the most amazing experience of my life thus far.
Tell us.
What happened?
Well, my fiance basically set up a fake photo shoot for me This is when I thought I was famous, and then I wasn't famous. Okay. So what happened was he set up a photo shoot for OK Magazine and I thought my publicist set up a photo shoot for OK Magazine and I was like, oh my God, they love me, whatever.
I'm getting a spread.
Right, a spread, okay. I'm kind of cheesy, but kind of amazing. And then okay. They were like, it's going to be at the San Ysidro Ranch in Santa Barbara. And I'm like, they're spending so much money on me.
It's a cover.
It's crafty. It's a cover. It's a lot of hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
Yeah.
So I went. I did that like the day, like the clouds
Why
have parted.
Why is this
parted.
Making me sad?
No, it's
a happy ending.
It is, but then it's like kind of not because I still was like, what?
Yeah.
So
like, can I get on the cover?
You're like, yes, when's the shoot?
I went. I met the photographer. Met with the stylist. They told me to wear white. They think that's a beautiful first look against the green background. I go up. I take a couple shots. First, they don't tell me it's a cover. Then the photographer's like, oh, welcome to your OK Magazine cover shoot. And I was like, oh my God, I knew it. Like, woo! Like, pumped up about it. So I go, I'm in the grass, like digging in my heels, like my stomach's like protruding, but like I still tried to suck it in. It was like a weird hair wave. It was like awkward.
Okay.
So then whatever, the photographers start taking pictures of me and they're like, all of a sudden they run away from me. And I was like, I got shiny. Like I get shiny sometimes. So I was like, ooh, are we powdering? Like what's happening?
Oh my God.
I literally turn around, they run away, then they run back. They ran away from me, and I turn around, and Brendan, my fiance, came from behind the green, like, path and walked towards me and then got down on one knee and proposed. Aww. And I was like, oh, my God, my makeup's so ruined. I can't believe my shoot. And he was like, that's fake. And I was like, what do you mean? So I'm not having a photo shoot? Like, I couldn't believe it. And I was just like, for a second there, I was like, you have a ring. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But why did he just squash your dreams like that? Like, is he insane? So that was like...
But then you were in People magazine anyway, so it all worked out.
Was I?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Uh-oh. See, it didn't really work out. It worked out because we're getting married, but it didn't work out for my fame.
Speaking of getting married, let's all try on the ring.
Did you?
Did you Pinterest this?
I did not. I did, throughout our relationship, I was like, listen, I want it to be oval, and I don't want it to be a halo. Oh,
so pretty.
And I kind of like knocked off Blake Lively. But he did it all himself.
But hers is rose gold.
Hers is rose gold, and hers is... bigger, so
but not by much.
But listen, really well,
honey. You upgrade that every 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Upgrade up. Let me
push present.
Push present.
Not that we're doing that. I'm not pushing anytime soon.
I want to know about the wedding plans. Are you a tight mermaid dress? Are you a princess dress into a tight mermaid dress into a goodbye dress into a suit?
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
No idea.
I don't. I would love to wear a silk white pantsuit down the aisle.
Oh, my God. And do a veil.
I like that idea.
Oh, I feel amazing. Like, listen, I've tried on so many dresses, and a lot of them are so bleeping awful and so cheap looking, and they all of a sudden, they all start to look like the same dress.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not going to be different. I'm just going to be a bride. Like, I'm going to be that bride.
That
would
make such a statement with the pantsuit.
Do you know what I mean? And I prefer
But it would
pants.
Be like Lanvin or something.
Yeah.
So
oh, no,
amazing.
Rich, for sure.
Rich.
Yeah. Rich. Something really chic. But
no,
that's,
she's going to go to like H&M and get a pantsuit.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like I would love to get lucky at H&M once. Just, I go in there and it never works out for me.
No,
for
it doesn't work out for anybody.
Mm-mm. No, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, not now.
Right.
You can't go back.
But I never even...
You can't go back.
This is getting me into a very...
Can't go back.
Very unavoidable place.
Okay. Are you having a giant wedding?
No.
What's the...
I'm having 150 people max.
I mean, that's huge.
Is that huge? I don't think
no,
that's huge.
I think that that's like average.
How many in the wedding party?
6 girls, 6 guys.
Are you going to make them wear matching dresses?
I am. They are not happy with the dresses right now.
Oh, my God. What's the dress?
It's a beautiful dress.
We'll decide. We'll decide.
It's like a Grecian taupey, pinky dress that's like expensive. It's not like a $400 dress. It's like a $2,000 dress.
Did they have to buy them?
They do have to buy them, but not at that price. Not at that price.
You got a designer discount.
It doesn't sound pretty.
It's beautiful. I promise you, I'll show you. I don't have a picture with me, but I will make sure you guys see one.
I feel like I'm a spokesperson for all bridesmaids out there.
But honestly, even if it was ugly, like...
It's not your day.
It's not your day. And not even that. Like, I know what's ugly and not ugly.
Yeah,
yes, but you'd be surprised. Sometimes you get bridal brain. And then you get like, you know, just, you know, sleep on it.
Bridal brain.
That.
I'm going to hashtag
but
that.
You should. Bridal but also, brain. The other thing I will say that's smart of you, if it is actually hideous, it's smart because you're sharing the focus when you're standing up there. So, like, why wouldn't you sabotage and make yourself look 100 times better than the 6 other women standing there with you?
Right. But I also want to be a secure bride that, like, doesn't feel like she needs to make her friends look ugly and hate themselves all night, because I want them to be happy.
Just not, like, ecstatic.
Like, not ecstatic.
I mean,
But, like, even when you're feeling your best, J-Lo walks in the room and you're like, well, now I'm the ugliest piece of shit
ever. Like, when Rihanna
That's how hot are your friends? Well, J-Lo and Rihanna are not in my wedding, so I'm not going to have that problem.
Are your friends hot?
My friends are hot, and they're all very different looking. It's not like I have, like, 5 blondes. Like, it's all
are
very
Is anybody skinnier than you? Because they shouldn't
they're
be.
They're out.
They should be out.
No.
No.
No. What? Different skinny. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Different skinny.
Yeah. Flat-chested skinny.
Bony.
Which is okay. Yeah.
All right.
I know because I am.
You're not flat-chested.
Yeah. Oh,
yes,
no.
She's not even wearing a bra.
No. That's...
It's a tiny little nipple.
Just grabbed her itty-bitty titty.
She's trying to, like, breastfeed or something.
We had a super fan write a question that we really want to get answered.
Wait, is this mine?
Yeah. You want to ask it?
So my sister is an attorney in Atlanta.
Okay.
A woman she works with, her name is Kat, and she is... hilarious.
Okay.
Like, maybe your biggest fan.
Yeah, oh, really? She's a huge fan. My sister, she asks my sister, she listens to the show all the time, and she always asks my sister, like, who's coming on? And my sister's like, oh, Boobs and Lubes.
Ooh.
And she freaked out. Aww. And she's like, oh my God, do they have their questions for this week yet? And my sister's like, you're like a 30-something-year-old woman, like, with children.
Crazy
you're getting a little excited about this. However, I love Kat, and I was like, what's your question, girl?
Okay.
Do you want to ask the question? Because technically...
No, we're not in the question. It's just part of the interview, so...
What is the question?
Ooh.
What is a real fight that you've had with Brendan, and have you ever done anything that really, truly pissed him off?
I've definitely really truly pissed him off, and I think it was probably because I think we had a dinner once, and I was a little bit extra and was kind of talking over him a lot, and I very much kind of like he was the butt of my jokes maybe one too many times, and we got home, and he was like, "You need to watch yourself."
He checked you.
He said, "Bitch, you need to relax," and it's too much all that. And I was like, because usually he's like
he comes across as like so easygoing,
and but the second it's too much, he like really like reminds you like. I'm the man here, not you. Yeah.
Now, that's does
good.
He?
So let's keep it together.
That is good.
Does he get pouty with you in public, or does he always wait till you're at home alone?
And that's another thing. He always waits.
That's actually really good.
It's really respectful.
He'll make a good husband.
Yeah, he's great.
Because
you don't want the guy that he doesn't
cause
a scene. And he doesn't get insecure. He's very confident. But if it's too much, and I can definitely be too much, he definitely lets me know, like, you need to just calm down.
When that was happening, did you know that you were too much? Or
no. That's why I brought why it came to mind, because it was the first time that I was like, we're like fighting. This is a problem.
Yeah.
And then so it stuck out. So now I like kind of try to monitor it a little
How
bit.
How was the makeup sex?
Great. It was 10 minutes after 2. I was so excited. I'm like, get mad.
I can't have sex that quickly after someone's like, you know, gotten upset with me.
Well, that means you're emotionally stable, I guess. I was like, no problem. It's fine.
Let's
just do it.
Yeah. Okay, so now we want to do a delicious quiz with you.
Wow, delicious. Mm-hmm. I love that word.
She's really good with her adjectives.
Yeah. I know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
This is going to be called the Rich or Ditch quiz.
Oh.
So rich is like, yes, and ditch is no.
So it's like, yes. Okay. I wish EJ was here. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
The Kanye West clothing line.
Rich. I got shade for that, guys, but I like Kanye. I'm sorry. I don't care how weird he is.
I'm ditch. I can't. $5,000.
Would you buy it? Oh, no, I wouldn't buy it. I just like the idea.
The clothing? Okay.
Wait, how much is it?
So it's kind of a rich ditch thing.
It's $5,000 for a hoodie that's the color of baby poop.
$5,000?
Oh. Yeah.
I could fly around the world like 3 times for that much money.
Ditch?
Really?
Probably ditch. Not in first class.
Becca?
I'm kidding.
Ditch. My economy seat.
I could be an economy comfort to Atlanta for that.
Ditch. For sure, ditch.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Ditch.
You can?
Wait, can I know what your tweets
are? Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what I tweeted, and I'm scared
to
know.
Like, give me, like a summary.
Basically, Morgan was live-tweeting the Grammys, and she said everything everyone wanted to say, which was more like, Taylor Swift, ? Are we? ? Like, it wasn't anything mean. It was just super vague. And everyone was like...
Everybody could...
Yeah. I just hate the way she bops around there. It's like it's like her energy is like everyone is there to throw her like a birthday party.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so well said.
Like she thinks it's her...
Everything. Even if she loses, she's like... And you're bitch, you lost.
Also, I know this bothered me at the Ed Sheeran thing because I know I've interviewed Ed a ton and I know him and he's the most lovely person. Yeah. And I was like, he has come to the Grammys so many times and lost. And he said, I'm not coming back anymore. Like, if I don't win this year, I'm out. Like, this is 5 years. I come, I bring my parents every year and I lose. And then when he won the Grammy, finally, it was about her jumping up and down and having her moment of crying. You had your moment, Taylor Swift. Let Ed have his damn moment.
No way.
And she's just a manipulative freak. You know, she's hot friends with all those hot bitches so they don't screw her people she likes. Yeah. And she's a lesbian, I think. Anyway.
And her fake tits now are nuts. They're like two tennis balls.
I know. Yeah.
I'm getting in trouble. I have to go there's a lot of really, really youngish, skinny bitches getting those like really,
really rock hard lemon
tiny, tiny boobs.
Yeah. That's why I really prefer Kendall Jenner because I know Kendall hates Taylor. You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell she doesn't want to be a part
She's
of that.
She's like, I don't need
she doesn't
that.
Want to be
I
part
look
of
like this.
Stupid squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squad.
I don't believe the squad. Yeah. I feel like you need 3 or 4 good friends in your life. And like when you have 19.
I think.
And they're all models and you're not.
And I think she kind of like takes her friends out with the trash like as often. Because I feel like it's like a rotating door. And when you no longer like serve her.
Yeah.
Then
you're
she
out.
Gets a new hot, 1,000%.
Younger
one.
So but Capricorn. I will still
sing. That's a Capricorn quality?
Yeah. We are very straight, right?
Oh, I thought you were saying so Capricorn as in like throwing your friends away.
No.
And I was like, bitch, I can't get rid of my friends.
No. Like Capricorns are very loyal to their friends.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like her vibe. I'm really glad we're empowering women here.
Yeah.
Really trying to tear Taylor Swift down.
Rich or ditch? John Stamos.
Ditch.
I mean, he's still hot.
Yeah, but like ditch.
Why are you saying John Stamos? That's so random.
Because it's a random quiz.
Fuller House. He's like really.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
Holding on.
Is he still hot? I don't know. He's
Rich.
Grandfathered, right?
Rich.
I do it. Rich.
Yeah, I'd do it. Is he tall?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on this. I can't.
Rich or ditch, Becca?
I think a little bit of both. Like, okay. Rich, let's maybe have a fun night together, but then I'm going to ditch you.
Yeah.
I never want to see you again.
I agree with that one.
Richish.
You guys,
Rich-ish.
I'm starting to feel guilty though about Taylor, what we said.
Rich then.
Already. Don't. Just own it, because everyone else feels this way.
Okay. Rich or ditch, Kylie's lip kit.
Rich. I want it so bad.
Rich. It was genius. Rich.
I want it.
Okay. I don't know about having poop brown lips. I already did that once in the
90s. They're not all poop brown.
Okay. Yeah, no. Some
are you wearing it right now?
No. I wish. I still can't get one.
Okay. Rich or ditch, hot sauce in your bag, swag. That's the new Beyonce. That's the new Beyonce song where she goes, I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
I'm going to tell you something that might blow your mind, but like, I didn't get on the Beyonce train when it came to the station.
Me neither.
Anytime. Not
really?
I'm not
never.
On it. I'm
not into it. If one more person posts, like, you have as many hours in the day as Beyonce. I'm going to be like, I also don't have, like, a hired staff. And, like, a gajillion dollars. So, like, that is the most annoying thing. And what sucks is she's probably such a lovely person. She's so talented. Maybe I just hate her fans.
You hate the beehive?
Those people. Yeah. There are those people who like, I just ditch.
I don't have hot sauce in my bag and like, but like Rich because I like her.
Okay.
I appreciate Beyonce. It's just not for me.
Okay. Oh, wow. I like a lot. Okay.
I know why people love her.
Here's my thing.
I get it.
I like Beyonce. I think it's Rich, except I want to ditch the bodysuit because the bodysuit came in 2006.
Yes.
It is now 2016. Enough. Everyone is wearing a bodysuit and a shimmer tight.
But what is she going to wear? They're compression tights, let's be honest, first of all. They're not a shimmer tight. She's being compressed in there. And everyone's like, shimmer tights. I'm like, no, compression tights. She needs to wear them. But what else is she going to wear?
Like, I don't know.
It's like, true. Things need to look,
that's,
you know, it's a flattering thing.
Can we put
thing.
A gown?
She does a gown.
Can it's we always ill-fitting.
I really miss the Beyonce circa.
I need a Destiny's Child. Like, I want, like, a flare.
I miss Beyonce Dream Girls when I love seeing people push their limits when they have to lose tons of weight.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. That clavicle was everything. When she came out,
it's crazy. I love seeing it. Men, women, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Rich or ditch, the original rich kid of Beverly Hills, Paris Hilton.
Rich.
Because I love from one rich, like you've sort of inherited the blonde throne.
Wow, I
really
Beverly
Hills. You're the new Paris Hilton.
Listen, this is the thing with Paris. It's like you can say whatever you want about her. When she walks into a room, people part because she's so beautiful. She literally glows. Like every part of her. And she's, what, 35 now? And not one injection. Not one thing.
You know what?
Thing
she has not messed with her face.
Not one thing. She's on a vitamin pack of some kind of magical pill. And she keeps going.
Good
people
for her.
Like her.
Yeah. She keeps
rich.
Going like out.
She keeps going out, but she keeps going on. Now she's in Switzerland with her hot, rich boyfriend. She's doing fine.
You know what? Here, what I will say. What I like about Paris, like if you put Paris and Taylor, like Paris is right there. Like when you're talking to her, she's there and everything she is on the table.
Yeah.
She's like, yep, I'm super rich. Yep.
I love
you're
that.
Probably
she's
not better
honest.
Than me. Right. Yep. I only hang out with famous people. Yep, I might invite you to my holiday party if I'm going to try to get something from you next year. Yep, these are my dogs. Yep, they just peed in front of you. Like, there's no air of like, I'm also authentic and relatable.
I'm
like,
just real girl.
She's not a real girl. She gets it. She doesn't try to be one. I appreciate that very much.
I love that. Yes.
Okay, Rich or ditch? Netflix and chill.
Ditch. I don't know.
Do you not like watch TV?
I watch TV and like I chill a lot with my fiance, but like... Yeah. I feel like that pertains to people that are single and like hooking up with people.
Yep.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. Mm.
So you just Netflix and like hang.
And F. But Netflix we can't say that because of the censorship on this show.
Hey, thanks for censoring yourself.
Thanks. Thanks, Morgan. Rich or ditch, Justin Bieber.
Rich.
Are you a Beliebs?
Like, weirdly. Like, I'm always like, he was in Leopard. Like, I love him.
I was so digging his vibe at the Grammys.
Right?
I wasn't digging his performance necessarily. Like
the vocals were off.
The vocals were, there was something happening. But like, I'm really liking who he's growing into. Mm-hmm. Like, and also he needs, well, I guess I'm being a little hypocritical now because it's like Taylor Swift was also super famous when she was young. But I don't know. Boys are so much dumber. Like give him the benefit of the doubt.
Dumb.
He's just dumb and rich. And like, you know, like let him live his life.
Yeah. I think it goes back to kind of like the Paris Hilton thing. It's like he's kind of who he is.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be anything that he's
mean,
not.
He's
like a douchey little kid. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd be a prick too.
I would
too.
Yeah,
of course.
He knows nothing else.
I'm a prick
he's been
and
like...
I don't have that money.
Yeah. So, like... But I like it. It's like sassy.
Yeah.
You like that jacket?
Yeah.
Did you go buy it?
I liked his body, too.
Everything about him. And you've seen all of his body?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen like his parts of it. Like the white boy syndrome. The skinny white boy syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a shame he's so short.
Is he short?
Yeah, he's tiny.
He's like 5'8".
No.
What?
5'6" on a good day, honey.
What? Ew.
He's a Seacrest for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, does that change your mind, Morgan?
No. Yeah, kind of. I hate 5'8".
It's 5'6".
I hate 5'8". Just 5'8".
5'8"? Because 5'10", it doesn't count. If you're under 6 feet, it's hard.
But he's under 5'8".
Because then you're hot, but you're short hot.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, you're hot, but he's short.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
Richard Ditch, watching The Bachelor.
Ditch. Don't do it.
You're out?
I just don't do it.
Do you watch any other reality? Do you watch your own show?
No.
Not even to just check out how it turned out.
Like, I watch it, like, on my computer when we get it the week before, and then I'm like...
I would watch it to see, like, what I wanted to do to my face next.
Yeah, but I can't do that because I don't want to be crazy.
Yeah, you don't?
Like, I've kept my face pretty much the way it started. I've just gotten skinnier.
That's what happens when you're on TV.
Well, but you're hot to begin with, so you're lucky.
Thank you.
But
she even said before, fame.
No, even before fame. The show came, I was like, season 3, I'll be hotter. It's what happens. Everyone gets stunning.
Everyone does, no matter what you're doing, whether it's reality, scripted, no matter what it is, everybody gets hotter. Like Jennifer Lawrence, she used to literally like look like every girl, and now she looks like
every girl with hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every girl with like lots of money and people telling you what to do.
Before we go to our Ask the Lady Again questions, where you're going to help people solve their problems,
okay.
I want to ask you about boobs and lubes. How's it going?
It's going really well. I mean, I'm kind of in the midst of transforming it into a book.
Oh, snap.
No way.
Yeah, boobs, lubes, and blowjobs.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
No, for real.
That's great.
Is it going to be like a book, like a memoir?
A memoir. Memoir by Morgan Stewart.
I have a very important question.
Yes.
Do you enjoy giving a blowjob?
No. I don't mind it. No, I do. Really? I enjoy it. Sorry, Dad.
We were on set the other day playing What Would You Rather Do, like, than give a blowjob.
You don't... But somebody you love...
My list is long.
Somebody you love?
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's going to be a book. So is it going to be like a... Like chapter by chapter, my life? Or is it going to be a chapter like chapter, how you can be more like me?
No, my life.
Really?
What would you be doing if you were not doing television?
Who knows? So thank God it worked out.
No plan B answer.
Literally.
I mean,
but
I honestly...
would still be okay financially, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So you'd just be chilling.
I think that's the biggest misconception. I feel like money does not give you a sense of purpose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, she has money, but she has nothing to do all day. So she wants to kill herself. Like, I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I mean, I always wanted to kind of be in this field. I mean, whether it was acting or something like this, just use my personality. So it's not that I want to be famous. I want to just be successful in what I'm good at.
Will you do more spinoffs? Like, will you do you guys together? Like a Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, Newlyweds?
I mean, listen, never say never. We have not been offered that. And I don't know if that's what we want to do, because Brendan's actually like a really normal person.
He has a real job.
He's a real, human. So I don't know. We'll see. I would like to just kind of go my own route.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the book idea.
Yeah.
And then an audiobook.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Apparently, those are the worst to make because you have to be there for hours reciting the book.
We can go in the background, and every time you say something awesome, we'll be like, rich.
We'll just go rich.
I think they have apps for that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Morgan, who has enlightened us already, is going to help us fix everyone's lives.
Hey, ladies. Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
So, this last section of Ask the Lady Gang is where you are helping us give our listeners advice.
Okay.
So, you got to be on your game.
Okay.
In your brain.
So, I have to listen.
You have to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you guys want to ask us questions, then you can tweet us, Instagram us, hashtag Ask the Lady Gang, or email
HelloLadyGang@gmail.com.
Anyway. Right. So, the first question comes from Caitlin Sewell, an email, and she says, I work in fashion. My boss has made it her mission to belittle me. She yells and criticizes me. She's a real life Devil Wears Prada. I've tried standing up for myself, but it doesn't help. What do I do?
Welcome to real life.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just stick it out. If you're not being fired, it means she likes you. So she's just testing you.
Yep. Yeah.
Also, women are bitches to work for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hear that, feminists.
Really?
Sorry.
They are.
I mean, there's just more emotions involved. Like, men have really mastered that ability to, like, not make things personal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying every woman. I'm sure I'm going to get, like, so many hateful tweets, but I don't really care. But, like, women, it's, like, it's hard. We have a lot of hormones coursing through our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to, like, lash out. I think we're moodier than men.
No, yeah, we're way more emotional.
Way more.
And also, perhaps this boss has bad communication skills and she's not able to articulate what she really wants from you. So sometimes there are people that get yelled at all the time, but it's because they're not listening and they're not really getting the message of what is needed from them. So I would check yourself before you wreck yourself, number one, and just make sure, are you listening to what she's really saying and are you being that person? And if you are and she's still acting that way, welcome to real life. I get yelled at every day. Actually, that's a lie. I don't get yelled at, but I would say 3 to 5 to 7 times a day, I feel like I've done something horribly wrong.
Also, the boss might just be a biatch. Totally. She might be mean to everybody.
And sometimes the people who yell the loudest make it to the top.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the second question comes from Demuth Denise on Twitter. And she says, waxing, laser shave, or Mother Nature? Ladies, what do you do to your body hair and your nether regions?
Not the latter.
I wax.
Whack. Ooh, I'm surprised.
Old school.
You seem like a laser to me.
I haven't done it. No.
I love laser.
I'm going to start. I just haven't like blocked out that time yet.
You need to laser before the wedding.
I do, but the problem is like every time I'm always at the point where I need to wax for something. So I'm like, ugh.
But here's the thing with laser, you can shave. You don't have to grow your hair out. You do it like shaving.
How many times until it really dissipates?
I can do it. Never. I've done it like
three times
and it's gone away.
Oh no. I did like 7 sessions in Las Vegas and I've never had cooter hair again.
Wow. But back, how often can you do it? I'm making this person's question about me. So
you
can. Sorry.
Demuth Denise.
You're supposed to do it like every 6 weeks, but you notice after like one time.
Oh, okay. She doesn't think so.
I did it twice and I just have like little bald spots.
Mm. Really? Oh, I love it.
But you only went twice.
It hurt so bad. It felt like a staple gun.
Have you ever been waxed?
Forget it.
No, it doesn't. No.
I've been waxed.
That's all I do. Like a tenth of waxing.
Did you do the numbing cream?
It feels like somebody's going like this against you.
It's so annoying.
Did you do numbing cream for 45 minutes?
No.
You got to do the numbing cream for 45
minutes. Okay, so I'm going to laser.
2 hours out.
I'll send you guys pictures. I have not done numbing.
I mean, for someone that's on yachts, yeah. I feel like.
But I just do a wax 2 weeks and your gut, like, it's true. You know?
But then it grows back and you have to grow it.
Yeah. And then stuff if you're in between.
Yeah. And if you're not like a hairy beast, I don't know what your situations are, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. Question number 3 is from Carson Lilly on email. And she says, advice for people wanting to become less shy and put themselves out there more.
That's you, Morgan.
I half listened. What was it? What about being shy?
What did I tell you?
I know. It was something because I thought it was like, I didn't know I was going to have to go first. So what was it?
Advice for people that are shy that want to put themselves out there.
I mean, I don't even know how you give somebody advice on that because I've never had that problem. I mean, I get socially awkward for sure. Running into people you don't want to see is like the worst thing ever. I feel like you just need to not think so much about it and like maybe have a cocktail and just go say hi.
Drinking helps.
And everyone's always more uncomfortable than you are. There's always someone in the room that's more uncomfortable
than
you.
And I also think that people, because I used to have this thing when I was younger that I always thought it was so awkward, but nobody really notices.
Nobody notices anything. Yeah. You look at a picture of yourself and you're like, but they're going to see that. And then you show somebody and they're like, what are you talking about?
Everybody's too self-absorbed to care about anything else. Yeah. It's
so true. Like everyone's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, I'm not thinking about you at all.
Nobody is. Yeah. Everybody's narcissistic.
I'm like when I had to take pictures like with other people on trips, I'm like, why do I have to do this? Like, I don't want to do a group shot. Is that bad?
Oh, just give me the single Instagram shot.
She said, I don't want to do a group shot.
I also don't get any likes on group shots, you guys.
A group shot.
They're never good. Why do we have to do
that? They're never good. And where am I putting that?
Yeah.
Where am I putting that?
Facebook, maybe? I don't know.
That's all.
Don't.
Jack,
what?
I need a t-shirt about this. I don't do group shots.
We go.
Oh my God, that's the greatest thing. No, because you go places and people are like, let's take a group shot. And then you're like, I'm never going to put this on Instagram.
Here's the thing,
if you care about Instagram, you're not going to put a group shot on. And it's all the people that don't care about it that they're like, oh.
Facebook people love group shots.
Love it, yeah, but then you take it and Facebook. Then not all 8 girls like it. And you're like, of course you don't effing like it.
Because there's 8 of us.
Because there's 8 of us. And one of you has your eyes closed. It's not my problem. Do it on your own time.
Yeah, I know. Bad.
I really like you.
I really like you back. I'm so happy to be here. I'm coming back.
This is so fun.
Okay.
No, wait. Before we end, I forgot to do this. You can get 20% off on jackvanek.com with the code LADYGANG.
You can get 20% off with the code I don't do group shots.
I need to start making secret codes like this.
Okay. Well, Morgan.
Yes.
You know, I loved you before. But I feel like you're really authentically like just down
it's
to earth.
True. So thank fun. You. You're so fun. I like down to earth. I get that a lot.
Yeah, you are. Because I expected you to be just a little bit fancy.
Did you?
Yeah, but you're not.
Look at me. I'm like sweaty and gross.
I mean, that's probably in a Laia leather jacket, but other
Balenciaga.
Like, oh, I mean, whatever. Okay. Yeah. So she's not that like down to earth. But you're really wonderful.
Thank you.
Everyone go check out Boobs and Lubes. It really is a great blog. Mostly check out her Instagram, which is at Boobs and Lubes.
No group shots.
No group shots.
You'll never see a group shot on it.
The bikini body inspiration for summer is strong. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding. We can't wait to see it all unfold this season of Rich Kids. And y'all, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. You just touch the button that says subscribe, and then you'll get a new episode of The Lady Gang every Tuesday in your podcast app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin, no group shots. Jack Vanek, no group shots, except now she has a boyfriend, so there's a lot of disgusting pictures of them. And at Kelty Knight, and you can help me get more than 550 likes on my photos. You can also follow us at The Lady Gang, and make sure to submit your Ask The Lady Gang questions using hashtag Ask The Lady Gang. Make sure you tell your friends. If you like this episode, just like go to Twitter and be like, listen to this, everyone, and then we'll have even more people in the gang. Okay, bye.
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 Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.